Now, item 28, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for the third quarter of fiscal year 2006. Mr. Hawes.
Yes, this is our standard quarterly report that's required under the Public Funds Investment Act to be presented to the board. It doesn't require any action, but it's just for information. The detail of the report, of course, is included in your mail out. It has quite a bit of detail, as usual, about our investment portfolio. I've done just a summary page, as you can see there, that I provide each time, just showing that our overall, our total investment portfolio, and by the way, that includes both restricted and unrestricted funds. So some of that $66 million are not really our monies. They're either bond reserve funds or they might be monies that are owed to customers and others. And it's gone down slightly. Again, that's fairly consistent with this particular time of the year. The funds build up early in the year based on our billings that we do. You can see how between November and February they go up, and then they sort of go down over the course of the year as our expenditures, because we build those, collect most of our revenues in the early part of the year, and of course continue to expend throughout the year. So that's consistent with what we expect. You can see that the interest rates continue to go up as the Fed is, of course, the Fed funds rate now is at 5.25%, and as we reinvest, we are getting a little bit greater rates, even though you heard this morning that the yield curve is actually an inverted yield curve now, where the short rates are actually higher than the long rates. But we continue to invest our funds in the best available rates and try to get the maximum return that we can for the maturities that we need to have to pay our obligations. I'll be happy to answer any questions that anyone might have.
Questions, John? Thank you very much, John.
Yeah.